I don't know why you trying to beat your record, man. It's a record in futility. It's a record in you passing out before we get the show started.
I did the short version. Okay.
Yeah, so, that was not the short version.
Here we go. Another installment of Bar Talk. I am DJ K, and I'm with
Beamer.
And we have we had a good show planned for tonight.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have guests to come, or at least a guest, maybe a couple guests, who knows tonight.
Yeah,
we will fill you in later on with that.
Yeah, we have a few of our regulars. We have a special guest tonight. Is a special night because we actually had one of our comedy nights tonight, and one of the comedians that performed tonight is going to sit in on the show. And
very funny guy that is going to sit on. And
hey, that's debatable.
Well,
it's very funny shit.
Well, funny guy.
Okay, funny guy. But
I mean, it's coming from me, so you know. Fucking rock would be very funny to me.
He said a rock. All right, so very, very funny guy. Let's hear it for Corey Alexander is in the building. Yes.
Yay.
Corey Alexander is in the building tonight. He's going to sit in tonight. And
oh, shit, you got fans over there, man. That's crazy.
Now, oh, my God, female fans.
Okay, then can I hear you from back there? So kind of just...
I'm here.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Get close. Don't, right, don't be afraid to sit next to the brother. Okay.
All right. So in your lap.
For those who are... We got some who may be listening for the very first time. This is Bar Talk. Basically, it's two guys sitting in a bar and...
We're coming from Tom Fuller's.
Right. Tom Fuller's Restaurant and Bar, Middletown, Delaware.
Yep.
And we're talking about things you talk about in a bar. We are in a bar.
Man, that is pretty fucking clever, Keith. Who came up with that idea?
Yes, who came up with Bar Talk? Guys talking, that would be you, Beamer.
Oh, that's right. I was drunk. That's okay, yeah. So,
second week in a row, you brought this up.
Great idea. Yeah.
Second week in a row.
And I'll keep bringing it up until I remember it next time.
You think Thomas Edison, like, for years kept saying, you know that light bulb was my idea. You think he...
Yeah.
So, we are in Middletown, Delaware, Tom Fuller's, our home bar, and we're about to get it in. But before we do, we have to do our ceremonial and traditional start to the show, what we always do. And hold on. Now, Corey Alexander is sitting in. Now, what are you drinking? If you're drinking...
Vodka and Coke.
Okay, there we go. That's
good.
A manly.
Good enough.
Jesus.
I didn't mean to
all right, beer. That's how we start the show.
We thought you were
beer, you know
we thought you were drinking either iced tea or a Coca-Cola. So.
Yeah, and you would have been kicked off the show before he was on. That hasn't happened, but that's a guideline.
Yeah, like, you know what? We've had some shitty people sit on the show.
Right,
that
there's no non-alcoholic drinks being told. Yeah, we've been. We've been so. Welcome you to Bar Talk. To everyone, please pull up a drink.
Since Keith seems to be intoxicated, we want to make sure that you, you know, if you have any questions, any comments, you have anything that you want to bring to the show,
That's
hit us up on BarTalk, the number one, at yahoo.com.
BarTalk1 at yahoo.com. Email us, tell us your jeers, what you like, don't like, suggestions.
Say, Corey, he was quiet, he didn't say a damn thing, what the hell?
Yeah, whatever. So, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce Corey, let him talk, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to get right into Bar Talk. We'll be right back, right after this. Okay, and We are back.
By the sound of the burp, I would say we are back.
Yeah, I don't know if that made it through, but yeah.
The sound of the burp, this show is now beautiful.
But we are here with I do have to say this, though. He is my good friend. Good friend. Known him for a long time. He is a very funny guy. Round of applause once again. Corey Alexander. Give it up, Corey Alexander. Corey, you can make your bar talk debut. I'm going to say hello, shout outs, or whatever white people do, however you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here in a pretty much empty bar, a sitting room only of four people. This
it's
is hanging out with
bugger.
Two guys that barely have their...
Don't pay him any mind. It's packed. Trust me, it's packed.
Guy who drives a saw and a guy who's killing himself with 10 cigarettes an hour. This is the most crazy podcast. It ain't no Marc Maron, but I think we'll
I'd like to congratulate you on your first and last time on our podcast.
This is my first and only debut.
So one thing we do now, you're a guest on our show now. I got to tell you,
making myself a very quick and outed guest. He's gone.
He's not getting paid. We are feeding him, so make sure you eat those mozzarella sticks slowly. All three of them.
I get all the celery sticks I can eat. Sweet.
Hey, bitch, we give you carrots, too.
Do I get any dipping sauce? No!
No. It's an extra quarter, motherfucker.
Just get the celery stick and shut the hell up. Yeah.
All right, so we want to welcome you to the Bar Talk family.
That's good. I'm in Delaware, so something different for me. So I like being in a little foreign state here.
And I don't want you to think that this is just something that we're just doing for fun as a hobby. We actually have followers. We have followers in...
We have followers in United Arab Emirates. We have followers.
Whoa, slow down. The what? United
Arab Emirates.
Okay, so you got two guys in an oil field going, this guy's pretty freaking funny.
Hey, do you?
We have people in Thailand.
Thailand.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. China.
China.
Ping pong China.
Yeah, they can't understand you.
Yes.
Guy's getting a rub down and a rub out. These guys are
international players from the Himalayas. That's what we got. But one thing we do, we got to do this with Corey. We've done it with ourselves. Are you familiar with the Urban Dictionary? Apparently, by the silence.
I'm familiar with the Rural Dictionary and the Webster's Dictionary.
And the deer in the headlights look on his face. What they have.
You can't even spell urban. You're trying to tell me about
what they have in the Urban Dictionary. You can put your name in, and they give you Urban Dictionary definitions of your name. Like, for example.
My name is Corey Alexander.
Okay, wait. Let me bring up Keith. Here's an example of Keith. All right. Here's the first definition of Keith in the Urban Dictionary. Okay. And now, our listeners have heard this before, but we're doing this for Corey so that he can see that we're not just making shit up as we go along. All right. Keith, a sweet-ass mother trucker looking for a good time that is not afraid of anything, and the origin is... 15th century Scotland. An example using this in a sentence.
And just
that
so you
dude
know,
is a huge Keith.
So you know, Keith does not look like he comes from Scotland.
Here's another one. Keith is someone who is smart, sexy, strong, fast, a ladies' man, and overall good at everything he tries. Wow, that guy is such a Keith. I want to do him so bad. This is in the Urban Dictionary. I'm not making this up, folks. All right?
This is also typed and ghostwritten by Keith Purnell.
And here's another one here. Here's my favorite. Now, there are multiple. If you ever looked at a dictionary, there's multiple definitions. Here's another one here. Keith is a shy, simple, and quiet type that sits back and watches. He has a heart of gold and will give you peace and love. He watches over you without you even knowing. His tender touch.
I think you misread that. It says he'll give you some teeth during loving.
His tender touch and beautiful eyes will cause your heart to skip a beat. And in a sentence, oh my!
No.
See that guy in the corner?
No.
He's such a Keith.
During his lovemaking, he will put you to sleep. That's what it says there.
All right. So, Beamer, do you have?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I do have some definitions of my name also, but
remember.
You realize, in a Snoop or Dr. Dre song, hit my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, I'll put your ass to sleep. So you know what? Corey's Little Insult is actually a 90s reference.
What he's talking about.
Hitting
by the way,
right.
We can pause here to let you know. We did see an episode of Family Guy where the guy had to ask him a question. He said, what is the worst first name for a guy?
Right.
And he said, Keith, and the door opened.
Okay. Keep that in mind. All right. Can you bring up Steven?
And that's just, you know, that's just good writing, right?
Okay,
there.
Now we're gonna bring up Steven from the Urban Dictionary.
From the Urban Dictionary, we'll go. We'll go with just, you know, the typical me.
The typical
most beautiful boy in existence has stunning eyes that make your heart fall
when
to the floor. Yeah, when they're not bloodshot.
How you doing?
When they crinkle with a perfect smile, it's deep. Unlike most boys, extremely intelligent, has a big heart, and he doesn't realize what he's been taken granted for. Even though he would never admit it, he sometimes can't see what's right in front of him. Overanalyzer, blah blah blah. And I tend to get run over, kind of shit.
Yeah. Here's
plus
something
big
else.
Big penis.
Yeah. Here's something else about Keith. Keiths are usually very kissable and will always be memorable. Keep them in your heart forever. And I will quote from the Urban Dictionary, Keith Dash, the sexiest man alive. I'm just quoting what I read here. All right.
I've got another one. Steven, the most amazing guy ever, knows how to treat a girl, right? Is extraordinary beyond amazing in bed. Funny, sexy, smart. Can have any woman he wants, but chooses to be with the dumbest girl. And, damn, that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, he wants to get the dumbest girl, but Steven is perfect. Yeah, that was, that must have been from, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry, girl. If I did something wrong, I apologize. I mean, you got to just say your name next time. Don't just, like, look at me in the corner of the room and not say anything to me.
Now, what we decided
just
to
said.
Do.
Can't be dumb about it.
Okay, now what we decided to do. Now, you are a guest, okay? We decided to look up Corey. But that's not your real name. Without embarrassing you, can we say your real name?
Sure.
Okay, his real name is Cornelius. Okay. So we
My parents wanted a black kid.
We looked up Cornelius in the Urban Dictionary, and this is a quote. I'm going to read from the Urban Dictionary, and Cornelius is right here so we can see it.
It's all I'm going to say is this guy is a black guy, period.
Nah.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read verbatim Cornelius on the Urban Dictionary, my good friend. Okay, here we go. A fucking douchebag, freckle-faced, albino-nippled son of a bitch who likes to give Q-tips to hairy little fetuses. As soon as the baby was born, Cornelius arrived with his douchebag in hand and 2 1/2s of shit to shove it into the poor little guy's ears. I have no idea what that means.
That sounds like somebody that got fucked by Cornelius. Or fucked over by Cornelius.
Maybe it'll get better. You heard my multiple definitions,
yes.
And your multiple definitions? Maybe it gets better.
It might get better for Corey. Here.
Okay, let's move to... Definition number two. The word is...
Now, notice that they wanted to go with Cornelius because Corey was like, this guy's a huge stud. And they're like, we can't use that because it won't be funny.
Okay, no
way. No, it was this female was named Corey.
Here we go. Cornelius.
This guy has a chick's name and he's
the word is originated from the definition of a douchebag. This can be a lot of things, but mainly describes a fucking gay asshole who thinks it's cool, but in reality is a douche. I'm sorry. You know what? He's right. We should look up his. He goes by Corey, so maybe we should look up Corey. Should we do that?
Wait a minute. We looked up Corey that quick.
I'm allergic to small penises. Sorry,
okay.
Guys.
All right. So we actually looked up the word Corey. Corey. That's who you'd rather go by.
No.
You want Cornelius?
I will go by KK.
Let's just do Corey. All right. Corey. The most awesomeness. Name in the world. Person one, man, Corey is wicked awesome. Person two, oh hell yeah, don't forget it. There you go. Let's move on to number two. It gets better. Or maybe. Corey, slang cockney word for penis.
There you go.
He's one hell of a Corey. All right.
He's got a hell of a Corey on him.
Let's move on. Corey. A man whore who can't make up his mind about a certain girl. Doesn't like little kids. Funny as hell. Very good looking guy.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Thinks he's black. Yeah, that's it! That's me! Thinks he's black. Is as skinny as a twig, but he's stronger than he looks. Is a Halo nerd. Example. Ugh, he's such a Corey. Girl number two. Yeah, but he's really cute.
I like that kid. He's all right.
Did it say girl number two or boy number two?
Yeah, I know.
Play role girl number two.
I think it said little boy number two. Here we go. Corey.
Dude, that sick fucker showed me his Corey. What
Here's another definition. A nerdy kid who thinks he can pick up seven chicks in a minivan.
Beep, beep.
Dude, we love you, man, but, man, you're not getting no love on the Urban Dictionary. Corey, a complete fuck-up beyond actual belief.
How come we didn't go into page two for Keith?
That actually sounds like my cousin Corey. Anyway,
yes, because two of your cousins had sex in kind of Corey.
All right, so we just wanted to. We were totally shocked at this, but. Yes.
I did not know about the Cornelius until the comedy show tonight. He was like, look up Cornelius right
now. Look up Cornelius. Oh, I almost
there was a
myself.
Definition that I hope he didn't read, and he did not read it. And it's good that he did not read it.
Oh, no, that's more. It gets worse.
Oh, it is a lot worse. I mean, be happy with what came out and Corey ended up being a good
that
name.
Was the best stuff. Okay, so.
yeah.
But we love you, dude. We do. We love you.
I don't love you, but
very, very funny show. And what are you eating, by the way, by chance?
I had a turkey club.
Okay.
With a pretzel bun?
It used to be, hey, can we get a pretzel bun?
Get a pretzel bun.
No, thanks. I already got one.
I figured that would be what girl number two would order.
He's getting a little orange wedges for little boy number one. All right. So,
they're not all winners.
I don't know if the molesting is going to work well.
We welcome you to Bar Talk. Sorry it had to be that way. We every guest that comes on, we check the names. We do the names. That's part of what we do.
Who's the worst one? Keith?
Corey.
Cornelius.
Cornelius was the worst. But we will keep you informed.
That changes?
Yeah,
if it gets any better?
If it gets any better, yeah.
It'll get too much better.
All right. So with that, go ahead and join. Now, I used to be the one eating on the show. They used to be my normal thing. And don't feel bad that you're eating while we're taping this, because it's bar talk and it's what we do in a bar. People eat and drink, so.
Well, it's tough to eat, get blown, and talk at the same time, man. So
you gotta eat. Because you're not getting blown.
Yeah, because there's like two chicks in here and neither one are blowing you. So, folks, use your imagination on what's happening.
That's what I do.
All right, so we're just going to throw a couple things out here, things we're going to talk about. You can just feel free to just dive right in.
Just keep eating your turkey fucking pretzel bun fucking thing.
I'm contributing.
Mi casa e tu casa. Is that
casa.
Right?
And you're in Spanish.
Yeah.
So let's get to a topic.
All right, so one thing we started on the last show, I didn't get into it, we're going to get back into it later on, our AskMen.com list, which was just unbelievable. I'm ready to protest.
It was, what's the word I'm looking for? Stupidly fucking incorrect.
Oh, yeah. It was
horrible.
Okay, we're going to jump into that. If you're at home,
it was the biggest fucking piece of shit I've seen laid out in fucking Middletown in a long time.
If you're listening, bring up, go on to askmen.com and click on the segment
top 99,
for top 99 most desirable women
of 2014.
So, and just
if that's where 2014 is going,
all right,
I gotta raise a voice somewhere.
All right, but real quick, while I was doing a little research, I came across something that I had to bring up, and I don't know, for some reason, I thought of Corey on this. There is a new model that's debuting in New York's Fashion Week. They have Fashion Week in New York.
Transgender?
No, even worse. It is the first model in a wheelchair. The first wheelchair
model. Am I legs numb now? What the hell did you remind you of me?
Just wait until she falls off the stage.
Corey's dead from the waist down. I thought of him.
I gotta say this, man. I'm all about equality, but at some point,
if you can't walk down the catwalk, I mean, literally, that's all you have to do is walk down the catwalk.
It is a runway, not a driveway. They have to keep that in mind. What I mean?
All right, do a turn. Oh my God, my wheel's stuck. Somebody got the brake on.
She's 35 years old.
How does she turn quickly and give that pose? You know what I mean?
She wheeled down the runway.
Look at the shots on that thing. She could really take a corner tight. Look at that.
And look, here's the first thing they say. She wheeled down the runway in a black cotton blouse. You really think they were looking at her blouse?
Well, at least
you think they were saying,
didn't say
wow,
like
look at those are Michelin tires she has on that thing.
At least she wasn't wearing like a black miniskirt where you couldn't see it at all because
well,
she's sitting in her fucking
wearing
wheelchair.
A miniskirt.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow. She should watch out for the black ice, man. Just step right on that shit.
But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of bad if you could, like, flip your legs over your shoulders because you can't feel anything from the waist down.
I'm going to be an inconsiderate asshole right now and ask.
Go right ahead.
The picture that you have, that Keith has right here on this article, she has her legs crossed.
Right. You know what?
Who the fuck did that?
She
must be one hell of a model.
I'm not, I mean.
What they do is in the beginning they pose her and they just push her on stage and just roll to the end. And somebody at the end of the stunt right rolls her right back.
Do they have a little remote control that they run on the car?
They slant the stage forward, and then when she's at the bottom, then they slant it backwards so she can roll right back without even doing anything.
Give me sexy. Give me sexy. Will you lift my leg up? Okay, is that sexy enough? Okay, wait a minute.
No, I'm not a slut. Cross my legs for me.
Oh, my gosh. You think she wears a cross my heart bra? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just...
So what? So okay. So we got our first, you know, I guess.
I mean, how far does this go? How far does this go?
A paraplegic.
Do you really have to do
a paraplegic?
Equality? No, stop it.
That's the next logical sentence.
Because then, what if her modeling career doesn't work and she needs to make some money? What's she gonna be a stripper next? Do you see her wheeling around the pole? What, they gonna put a chain on there? She just goes real fast and keeps spinning around. What the fuck?
And she like rolls, wraps herself around, and then she unwinds and just spins her back
then
out.
Then she gets really wild. She puts like fucking baseball cards in the spokes. Give herself a drum roll.
She actually stands still, but she's got the spinners on the wheel, so it looks like she's kind of spinning around. Like
that's only in the black clubs.
That shit is bumping, man. Shit.
Lap dances would suck with her. You know, that'd be fun.
No tipping.
Jesus, no, that's just going. I really think we're going too far with this needing equality stuff. Just like we were talking earlier, before the show, they say on SportsCenter, for example, you see these mentally challenged kids that they let in the game, and the other team goes, "Oh, well, let them shoot," and the kids shoot the 3-pointer and they shoot like 3 or 4, and they go, "Oh, he was the high scorer," and they have them on SportsCenter, really good and fine, but it's like, really. If you're losing and you're getting blown out, and then they bring in a retarded kid, and all of a sudden he starts lighting it up, at one point do you go, fuck that shit, I'm going to block the shit out of that. You know what I mean?
And that's the day that you turn into the worst person ever fucking created.
And then what if the coach is a real douche?
If Kevin Durant
at the start of the game
and stands under the basket and smacks the ball back into the kid's face, he is the worst man ever created. If LeBron James goes and fucking dunks over top of him, it's LeBron James.
That's what's
going to
happen.
LeBron.
If they start with fucking models and wheelchairs, you're going to have retarded kids in the NBA. Fucking forget double dribble. They're just going to run down the court and throw the ball and miss, and they're going to give them 2 points. Give them an A for effort. Fuck.
Sign them to the Sixers because they can use the scores.
Oh.
As a Sixer fan, I can say that.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Sixers fan. I'm actually going to see Allen Iverson. His number retired. I don't know if I can go, man. I gotta get my
fucking
Wizards keep out.
Are they paying them to do it?
The Sixers need 5 mentally challenged kids because nobody's gonna block their shot and they can just sit there and shoot all day?
Well, you know what? Actually, you know what? That's kind of fucked up. I just thought about it.
Right.
You're saying this is the first time a mentally challenged kid is being on a Sixers team.
What do you mean? Michael Carter Williams? He's a shit.
No, I'm talking about AI. That motherfucker has to
go.
And look at him.
His name is AI. He didn't go to AI Hospital. Oh, all right. Nothing on the AI Hospital, AI?
AI DuPont.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
AI DuPont.
Who's next?
Who's next?
You
gotta get a good girl. Yeah, that's right.
Gotta meet him at church.
We've been to every
donation,
bar.
Donation, not chicken wings.
We've
donation.
Been to every bar in Queens. You don't need to go to no bar. What you need to know, you need to go to like a library. You need to go to a church.
For the people outside
you
of the country.
You need to go to a youth worst, Ryan.
Keith is talking about a movie made back in 1987.
All right, so. But yeah, that's
like you got something insane in the membrane right now.
That's just going too far. You got model paraplegic in wheelchairs modeling. And it's going to lead to all kinds of shit. Next thing you know, you have blind guys wanting to fucking be NASCAR racers. You got to give them equal rights.
You're going to have double arm amputees as fucking watch models.
Stop it. I know. Amputee. And then, like, they legalize prostitution. Then you're going to, like you said, girls with no hands fucking want to be a prostitute in Vegas. How's she going to get a hand job? Come on now. You say, no, I didn't want her. Why? Because they have no hands?
No, you cost more money.
Exactly. You know? What the fuck?
I can't get a handy from you. I got to pay extra money on it. Shit.
So, I am thumbs down for me on the... here's her name.
Corey is writing down ideas in his phone right
now. Danielle Sherpa. Move
to Nevada and get
go after wheelchair chicks because they can't get away from you.
At least not very
quickly.
There's
only stairs, bitch. You ain't getting away.
He's going to put wire ties on the wheels so she can't run from them.
What's this 2x4 doing in my spokes? Yeah. Shut up now. Bend over. Oh, you already bent over.
Here it is. He's a Facebooker. Danielle Sherpa. You know she's on a computer now. What else is she going to fucking do? All right. So that's that.
Ugh. So now that we, insulted the handicap and the mentally handicap people of the world.
I know. Now we're done.
Thank you, Corey, for coming on the show. he didn't even say a word.
There's two cars in a blue spot, man. You ought to get hit with somebody.
We would have never talked about this if Corey wasn't here. Just letting you guys know that, all right? Send all your hate mail to CoreyAlexander.net. All right, so...
Man, like 4,000 new messages. Oh, look at this. I must have a lot of fans now.
So...
Of course, with this broadcast of 5 people, I'm not really sure that I'm going to get that many more emails than I normally
get. It's going to be the same chick with no arms. She's got to touch the thing with her nose and keep sending.
I'm typing this with my toe, bastard.
Yeah, right now Corey is texting. Well, he's been texting the whole time like a 12-year-old girl. He's texting a homeless chick.
Let's make sure we have minutes
by the time the show's over.
Let's make sure we pause that. Corey's been texting like a 12-year-old girl, not texting a 12-year-old girl. That was a little fast.
Is that what I said?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a 12-year-old girl. Oh, she's actually 13 because I was dating her a year ago and I dumped
13,
her.
A year ago, all right.
He said she was too old for him.
Yeah.
I like the teens, man.
So that's great, man. So how was your trip down here from? Where the hell do you live anyway?
I like how you said Valley Forge Park. This guy was the George Washington people.
I was about to say Gettysburg.
He's from a log cabin up in Valley Forge Park.
He lives with
his great-great-grandfather was George Washington.
From, I gave his intro, I go, he's from the Valley Forge. In my mind, I was like, Gettysburg, he's from address.
He's from a small fort on Valley Forge Park.
He lives with about 13 ghosts from the Civil War.
He led the brigade across the Delaware
his
River.
His mom was a doe, a deer, a female deer. That was Ray, a drop of golden sun.
So,
I seriously, are they in wheelchairs? Holy fuck.
Everyone sitting down looks like they're in wheelchairs. All right, so hold on.
Great one, May Waddles.
So, Corey, please tell everyone just about yourself, anything you want to plug or anything like that. Little bit about yourself here. So they know who you are.
Well, golly, a chee there. Golly, Willikers. Gosh darn it. Gol dang it. I will have to say that if you are, I think most of your fans are apparently, at least 10 hours by plane, so I don't know if I can tell anybody, but I will be at Stitches this weekend in Lancaster, hanging out with the Amish and the Shoe Fly Pie, and I'll be knitting a sweater and a blanket on my downtime. So if you guys come out there, you're more than welcome to come see my show.
So will you and Lebanon Levi be signing autographs after the show?
Yes, United Aritus Emeritus, whatever those. if you want to bring you and your hooded wife over to America and see your sweat eyes.
21-22, Friday and Saturday?
Yes, Friday and Saturday show.
Is it Sunday? Or is this?
One show Friday at 9 o'clock, two on Saturday, 8 and 10.
February 21st and February 22nd at Stitches Comedy Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
So, yeah, my website is CoreyAlexander.net. That's an EY, Corey.
It's an EY.
Not do Corey Cornelius.
Live outside of Philadelphia. I am white. I am
very white.
Very white. Been doing comedy, what, 13 years? You know, probably a little less than you. 13 years. You've been doing it like a lot longer.
You call that comedy?
No. I said I've been in comedy. I didn't say doing comedy. I've been in comedy. I just was around it.
I thought that's why you guys were friends, because he lives at Gettysburg.
Wait, let's get this straight. We are not friends.
Gettysburg was
We are not friends. Let's get this straight.
You were doing comedy since Gettysburg was actually a war.
Ow!
I'm not saying you're old, but he's fucking old.
I threw the quarter across the Delaware River to George Washington, fucker.
No, you were the one, the first one to show Washington, hey, here's your face on a quarter, motherfucker.
He was the first guy on the Freedom Train. Thank you, Harriet Tubman. Woo-hoo! I'm off and running.
I was a conductor on Underground Railroad.
Go, Freedom Train, go!
Oh, so it's gang up on a black guy night. I see how it is.
Gang up on an old guy night.
Some cotton just fell out of his shirt. Put that back.
All right.
But no, it's good to hang out with Keith and Beamer.
The last time we hung out was at Wing Bowl a couple years ago.
Yes. I told you I can get suite tickets now. So next year, if you guys want to do it, I will hook us up.
Fuck tickets. I want to get in. Well, I could not get...
Dude, you can barely finish a cheese steak, man. How are you going to get in, dude?
Yo, I had... Tell him what I did.
I know. He told me what you did.
Sauerkraut.
On this podcast, he ate a pound of sauerkraut in less than, what, 4 minutes?
Yes, it was like three something. We got to look back. Yeah. So,
and he said he did not shit himself afterwards, which I call bullshit on that one.
Do you have anything for me to eat over there?
I do. I got pretzels.
They can't hear you over there. They can't hear you over there.
Oh, I'm eating a pretzel.
Stay away from the chicken, fucker. Okay. So, all right, we are going to take a quick break. Our beer and food is getting low.
And I'm going to take a piss.
Beamer's got to take a piss, and we will be right back.
Goodie!
We have Corey Alexander on the show.
I'm going to pull my pants up now.
Trust me, it wasn't no big deal. All right, we'll be right back.
Can we get a zoom lens? I'm going to take a picture.
Oh my gosh, I like these little Mighty Bites on the menu they have here.
Someone throw the ring toss, an onion ring on it. Winner!
Oh my gosh, they got midget bouncing going on here. All right.
Hold on, let me stagger to the bathroom.
Anybody got a salad fork? All right. Nothing! All right! Ding, 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 ding. DJ K wins. All right, we'll be right back right after this.
Dick.
Next week, I'm going to break the record.
Fuck me, you're not.
I'm going to break the record next week. Okay, so we're back.
I'll tell you what, next week you may want to do is brush your teeth. Dude, how about a mint?
Hey, Corey.
Dude. All right.
Cinnamon's the best.
All right. No, fuck you. Let's move on. All right. Okay, so we're back at Bar Talk. We're here with
Beamer.
And I'm DJ K, and our special guest, Corey.
You
know. Alexander.
Because he doesn't know his name.
I don't know my name.
All right.
He was like, this is...
This is just some random person he kidnapped, and he said, your name is Corey Alexander.
We're going to name you Cornelius, Corey Alexander. Just so we have something funny to talk about this time.
He's like...
Because all the other names are normal.
We had a red ball in his mouth. He's tied up. He's like, my name is Steven. No, you're Cornelius tonight.
Bruce Willis came in to save me.
All right. So he's slowly getting acclimated.
Acclimated?
Acclimated?
I'm
he's slowly getting used to how the show goes.
It's February.
He's getting accumulated with the group here. This is good.
It's February. He can say acclimated how he wants
acclimated,
to say it.
Right.
He can get accumulated.
It is stuff. Black History Month. I can say what I want. Thank you. Biatch.
Fuck you. All right.
So he's slowly getting used to the format of the show, and he understands that
format.
We're in a bar.
The formats of the show, which are worn out.
So it's all about drinking, and what we're going to do, we're back, and we're going to have another toast. That's what we
do. Yes, we do have a nice shot that all three of us are going
to
take.
Yeah,
yes.
And I do have to say that it is, I'm back home. I remember last week I had Bud Light. Was it Bud Light, the one? Oh, my God. I almost threw up.
No, you had a Bud Light shot.
No. The last shot was a fireball.
But that was like fucking 3 weeks ago.
I was almost in a coma.
Have you ever driven by a billboard and seen, do you have Alzheimer's? And gone and questioned the number on there and everything? Corey, can you give him that number, please?
That fireball just... It set me off. So now we're back with the Jaeger bombs, and that is remember it's Ultraman. That I don't want to show my age. Remember Ultraman? He was running low on power. He would pull the thing out, hold it up to the sun, and get his power back. All right, fuck you. If you're too young to remember.
Yeah.
All right.
The problem is the people that we're talking to. They're like, I'm older than you. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. I'm younger than you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And Corey is texting his little sister or somebody here. I don't know who he's up. Okay, so.
That might be what he's calling her tonight. Anyway.
Yeah, because he says about call me daddy. I don't know. So, come on up. We're going to do our shot. We're going to do our Jaeger bomb shot. We
Jaeger bomb. It's just from our
and we have another special guest here. We have a special guest. We got Charlotte in the building. All right, so we're going to do our shot. Here's to a beautiful episode of Bar Talk. And welcome
or the end of and Corey. Or the end of Corey. Sounds like he's going to actually be having some more.
Okay, all right.
Y'all got something in your mouth. That's good. She spits out on my leg. This is nice.
Is that an enormous
it was in her mouth, and out she spit on my leg.
There's no way to bring up my kids. And where's the Bob Levy?
All those kids are on my leg now going, we could have been somebody.
She's smiling and saying, no more job support to worry about.
You could have been a contender.
I could have been somebody.
I don't need a job now.
All right, so we got your rundown. Anything we can look forward to in the future for you?
What are you talking about, rundown?
But hey, I don't know what you got under your jeans there, big guy. But so anything we can look for in the future?
Crush your heart, bro.
What can we expect in the future from Corey Alexander? What do you got? Give us a preview of what's happening. No, serious shit, though. Serious shit. He's a very funny guy.
Well, we did film a movie this fall, another independent movie from a friend of mine, Al Simpson, who's part of Three Heads Production.
Very nice.
A great budding movie company down in South Jersey, and we just did our second movie, and the movie will be going to a couple different film festivals in Toronto, New York, and London, trying to find a buyer for the movie, and if it gets bought, we can go to little small theaters.
What's the name of the movie?
It is called Bad Dad.
Bad Dad.
And we just found out that who is Jose Luck, my first movie I did with him, is now on Amazon and Netflix and is now very popular in Europe. Not so much in America just yet. Yeah. When you can't understand it, it's a really great movie.
What are you, a mime in this movie?
It's all shadow puppets. It's now it has the shadow puppets. These guys are good. I follow the whole thing.
And like back
some subtitles. Subtitles are in French Polynesian. Subtitles.
Right. Yeah, so everyone, make sure you check out. Assholes
it says, come to Fiji. Come to Fiji. And there's a little dog going, ruff, ruff, ruff.
Yeah. Now, if you guys don't know that, he actually made a dog's face with his hand, a shadow puppet, like you guys can see.
I was doing it against Keith's head because he's black, so I was like, ruff, ruff, ruff. I guess with a big light on it.
So we can get this information on CoreyAlexander.net.
Corey Alexander.net.
If you can't spell Alexander, you should be listening to the show.
Yes.
All right. But then again, wait. Some of our viewers, we don't want to. That's CoreyAlexander.net. Black guy that can spell.
Do you have to spell net?
N-E-T. I know you get
N-O for well, fuck 14.
It. If you're going to get all that technical, then say D-O-T in the middle of it.
Corey Alexander, Department of Transportation. He'll be plowing a street near you very soon.
I feel like we're in a fucking military or trying to land a fucking plane right now.
You're in a tricycle with a little button. Bling, bling.
It's kind of weird you're funny now. You should have been funny at the show earlier. All right, so.
No, that was a waste of time. I already got paid.
That's all the audience said.
I don't get paid for this. I don't give a shit.
Seriously, it looks like they're in wheelchairs again on the TV.
Yeah, it does. The wheelchair fucking model is...
Yeah,
fucking,
the MMA with wheelchairs, that'll be good. They'll be slapping each other across the face.
So let me ask you this. We talked about
it's
this.
It's kind of like this way any life will lead. Yeah.
They just insult each other from across the ring in the wheelchairs.
Wait till I get over there, you got rusty wheels.
I'm going to get you an arm lock because I can't do a leg lock anymore.
Your legs don't work. Your feet don't work. Oh, you're ugly.
All
right,
so
it's the insult MMA.
All right, we talked about this last week. I want to get your thoughts on this. We talked about the openly gay football player.
Oh, Mike Sam.
Michael Sam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I noticed
first not a candidate for the Eagles, from what I understand, because he's more of a 4-3 linebacker than a 3-4. Yeah,
right, exactly.
I thought the listeners should know that.
Do you have a jersey on order? Do you have a Michael Sam jersey on order? That's my next question.
Of course. I actually want to sleep with him.
So how do you feel about him coming? Do you think it's a big deal? Should it not be a big deal? Me and Beamer were both in agreement that it should make a difference because he's good. He's good.
He's a football player.
If he didn't come out, he would have been drafted in the first round. A lot of them there. I hate when they say these inside recruiters or whatever drafters are saying.
It's some guy that was not good enough to make it to a football team as a recruiter, right. And he.
But in the locker room, guys are saying, "Hey, Yahoo. We accept it or whatever. If he's good." How do you feel?
My thoughts are, first and foremost, of course, I think it's obvious that it shouldn't be a big deal, but of course it's going to be because we live in a society that still discriminates against race, color, sexual orientation. So it's certainly going to make a difference. I mean, if you have a situation where an offensive lineman is bullying another offensive lineman on a team,
that's offensive.
But hold on.
No.
Thank you.
What I'm saying,
seriously,
if you're talking about a white guy and a black guy,
right,
and there's a bullying situation just from white and black situations, imagine a gay player on your team, which is far more discriminatory than I would think even more white and black, because people are really discriminatory against gays.
But
still,
a gay black guy on top of that.
On top of that, too, you're talking about a situation that, of course, no matter what you say, is going to divide a locker room. It's absolutely going to divide.
Okay, now, you may...
And if they don't make fun of him to his face, they're still going to make fun of him behind his back.
Okay.
And they're going to be like, all the showers are going to turn off quickly when he comes into the room.
Oh, of course.
Everybody's going to be like, I'll share at home.
You made a reference to the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito thing. I don't think that had much to do with race. I think the whole thing, the big thing now is the whole bullying situation. Sure, there was race brought up, but also, like,
but
they were talking about banging his mother.
Did you read the report?
You should read the report.
But it
wasn't that he was a racist. Richie Incognito is just an asshole.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it.
Mike
Pouncey. And I forget the other guy's name. I have to look it up real quick.
But they both were kind of saying the same shit that Incognito was, too.
Now wait. You didn't read the report.
Well,
in the report...
I didn't.
You have to read it.
I said that. That's why I said kind of.
In the report, he acknowledges that, hey, they both had things going back and forth. Martin acknowledges that, hey, I tried to be his friend just so it would alleviate some of the bullying going on. And yeah, they said shit like, oh, fuck you. Oh, you know, they did do stuff back and forth, which backs up a lot of things that Incognito was saying.
But
the detail, it gets to a certain point, like we were sitting here making fun of Corey's name. Just say we kept going through, like we were doing the Cornelius. Just say we kept going and kept going and kept going. He goes like, okay, guys. You know, he kind of plays along with it. But say he's back on the show again and we keep bringing up, you know, that. At some point, he's going to be like, okay, guys, you know, even though he played back with it.
Oh, no.
He's doing that so he doesn't get singled
and
out.
I don't disagree, but at the same time, it's funny that only Incognito got thrown under the bus.
Oh, no. Pouncey is now under the bus now.
now.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, it was only incognito.
Only because... Because
he was the biggest asshole in the group.
And here's the thing.
Pouncey goes, okay, you know what? This is, like, I seen a thing today that goes, he's distraught. He just feels bad that everything came out. Fucking Incognito's like, oh, fuck Wells, fuck the team, fuck him. That was last week. Now he's saying, I'm sorry, because somebody said, look, we read the report. Will you fucking read it and stop being an asshole? And he goes, I'm sorry. And even now, he's still making fun of it. Oh, I'm going to be the big baby.
The day before,
I'm sorry.
The day before it came out, he's like, you'll notice. You'll see that I'm going to be vindicated. And not only was he not vindicated, he was crucified.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about this whole thing is that, and I don't think it's crazy in the sense that I think it's very normal in this society, but I think it's crazy if you look at it from a logical standpoint, is that everybody still stands behind Incognito. Nobody's backing up Jonathan Martin.
Yeah, because at the same point...
Because everybody wants to stand behind the bully and go, yeah, keep bullying him, yeah, we're going to take your side because you're the bully.
Well,
and nobody wants to take a stand with Jonathan Martin.
In a way, people are still behind this whole football player. People are still saying, and in the back of my mind I say it, but it's like, Jonathan Martin is a big fucking dude too. At some point, if somebody's talking about... fucking my sister in the mouth, doing this shit to mom, be like, you know what, this shit ain't funny.
And
if you say it again, I will fuck you up.
Yeah, but is he going to go strike him, lose his contract, and while they're sitting there like...
Now, Incognito is throwing that stuff out there.
Here's another thing. Jonathan Martin is not a rookie. You do that fucking hazy shit to rookies.
They started it when he was a rookie, though.
This is not his first year in the league, so he's still being treated like a rookie. And it's like at some point you'd be like, are you fucking serious?
Because they found the fucking easiest one to fucking work on.
Exactly.
And...
Well, you know, he's weak, so, but it's still not right. When you break it down, it's inappropriate stuff at the workplace. And it wasn't just him. There was an assistant trainer. There was other people.
Oh, God,
they were killing
him.
And the trainer, what's he going to say? You got these million-dollar players, and he goes... He's calling me a faggot. And they go, shut up. I mean, what's he going to say?
Dan's a trainer basically got treated like a bitch.
He can't say anything.
How can you tell who's weak and strong, though? That's why I'm going to buy backs anybody.
Oh, yeah. How can you tell when someone's talking and we can't hear you unless you get a little bit closer?
I'm just telling you.
I'm kidding.
All right, so.
That was supposed to be a part of it.
Well, I think you have a situation where... You've got guys in the locker room. You got the guy thing going on. You got the busting on each other. You got the rubbing my back and the rubbing my ass. Whoa, where we go? And you got all these situations.
You've been
where
working out.
You got all these situations where
Richard Simmons
that kind of talk is considered acceptable. To the certain point when though, if Jonathan Martin is saying, "Listen, I'm thinking about suicide," this is when that's the only point where it's getting too far. The busting each other's chops is going to happen, and you know what? That's total locker room. I don't say that's a bad thing.
He didn't back down.
That's the thing where you got to pull him aside. There's got to be some sort of captain on the team that says, "Listen, man,
nobody did that.
You've gone too far. All right, we bust each other's chops. We snap some towels. We have a good time. But you know what? To the point where." This guy says, you're making me mentally insane that I want to kill myself.
He said
now it's
about
time, like, dude, you gotta back down.
Wait, let me say this real quick.
You gotta end it.
I don't want to cut you off. Real quick.
You're cutting me off. This is the same
thing.
I don't want to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off right now.
He said that he had thoughts of suicide. Richard Incognito goes, oh, yeah, well, here's a suicide hotline number. That was his response when he was reaching out saying, look, you guys are going too far with this. I'm, you know, and Richard Incognito does that. That's why I said.
And that's almost an insult. It's a slap in the face. Like, he's not trying to be helpful.
He's just an asshole.
He is.
And
I agree.
Premonition.
This is the one thing I was listening to ESPN radio yesterday, and they basically were going through the whole scenario of it and everything, and it was just the point that at what point in time does the NFL have to stop fucking being mother and father to these players that are coming in there and doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What part of time did the mother and fathers that fucked up in the first place and say, hey, you don't treat somebody like a little bitch they're a little bit different than
that. He never reported it, though.
The coach
didn't know. He got to say something.
It doesn't fucking matter.
You don't know.
You teach your kids, hey, you know what, that kid's a little different than you? You don't treat him like a fucking bitch. You don't treat him like he's a fucking different... Like he's in a fucking animal that's sitting in the corner. You don't fucking go.
Well,
you don't fucking do this.
Okay.
And you just wonder though, and a lot of points.
And you know what? This will be the excuse my vulgarity, but
vernacular.
The pussifying of this sport. Because it's going to be, you got to go and you got to look at people's fucking feelings when it comes down to it. You can't be a fucking monster. You can't be like, hey, right. I'm the biggest, baddest motherfucker around.
This goes the whole locker room experience. Like, where are the captains of that team to step in? Because the captains know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on in that locker room.
But he's still got to step in.
And nobody stepped up.
They might have said, you okay?
Enough.
He was he might have said, yeah, I'm fine. And then smile, but then put his head down like, I'm fine.
But still, even whether he says he's fine or not, there's somebody got to go up to Richie and go, listen, enough. All right,
fucking 2020 has done enough TV shows saying, would you defend these motherfuckers?
60 minutes.
I mean, come on. You know what I mean?
Would you do that?
What would you do in these situations? Yeah. And do you think NFL fucking players are going to go and say, hey, man, I weigh like 210 pounds.
I'm being bullied.
6 foot fucking right. eight, fucking 410 pounds. And, yo, man, you shut up. Because seriously.
But there's a lot of guys.
Fucking money. It's a
there's a lot of big guys who are like that who are not. You know how they talk about how the certain offensive line defense have the mean streak, quote unquote, and there's other guys that just don't. They come out and say they're good sound technicians, but they don't have a mean streak. Mm. He could be one of those guys that just didn't have that mean streak. And you know, when somebody keeps pounding on him, the guy's just going to recede instead of fighting back. Because you're saying you're big, go fight him. Some people just aren't built that way. Some people are just not built that way.
He wasn't the guy that's going to go fight.
He might have actually had parents that fucking told him. You know, going out there and fucking, you know, fighting.
And they also, too, maybe he's thinking the same way you did. It's like, maybe he's got that contract. Maybe he's not a rookie. He's playing from the contract. Yeah. He doesn't want to get beat up.
Yeah.
And he caused an incident, and then he can't get signed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons that he's not going to fight back. And there's something where, like, this is where.
But as we started with Michael Sam, a lot of reasons he's going to have a lot of fun. You know what? I think the reality is he's gonna have a tough time. I think honestly, I think he's gonna have so many cameras shoved in his face in the locker room.
A rough time from who? His own team
Everybody.
Or opposing?
I don't think he went through it.
It was an open secret, meaning
I think that's why
everyone in Missouri knew about it.
Here's what I'm saying. Whether it's one guy or a ton of guys, there's always a guy's gonna drop the F word. Some of you are gonna drop the gay word.
Okay, no. He came out to his team. Other teams in their conference knew.
They all knew about it. You know the people across America, especially football players, are old school.
He went through it. There's nothing he hasn't already gone through.
I'm not saying he's not going to be able to handle it. I didn't say that. I didn't say he wasn't going to be able to. I'm just saying the issue is going to be, is there going to be an issue with it? Absolutely.
But, Corey, how did you deal with it when you came out? That's what I want to know.
I had a lot of dates. I'm damn fucking handsome.
All right. And that is Corey Alexander.
I have a huge
One funny thing. No, dude, I can't even go funny thing after that. Now, one thing, though, I saw on Yahoo is that Michael Sam was in a gay club dancing around fucking shirtless yesterday.
Do you got any pictures of that?
This is Yahoo.
So. I saw it on your phone.
I was looking up shit for our trivia tomorrow.
How did you find that picture, Beamer?
It's called Yahoo.
He's got his own Michael Sam folder on his phone.
I didn't realize Yahoo was Yahoo. Yeah. But, you know, it's like.
He's trying. He wrote that.
Yeah.
Yahoo. All right.
But seriously, like, I mean, they're like, Michael Sam is in a gay club, and he's dancing around with no shirt on.
Okay.
Again,
why do you have to put it on the internet? It's like saying
Gronkowski was in a club with his shirt off,
Tom Foley
with a broken arm. I can't catch a ball, but I can dance.
No, I was in Tom Foley with Keith Purnell and Corey Alexander doing a podcast
with my shirt on.
And his penis out. Yeah,
really wasn't a big deal.
Shirt on, pants off. I don't know if that makes him any gay or not.
All right.
It makes me more comfortable.
So,
you understand what I'm saying?
I understand fully.
It's an unnecessary, hey, look at me. You know what I mean? Like,
No. You can't say that because that's a normal thing.
From the fucking, not from Michael Sam. Michael Sam, yeah, he's at a gay bar. Guess what? That's kind of the place he feels comfortable.
There's certain gays that are very ostentatious,
obviously,
and that's the way they do it.
That's what it is.
Let him be that way.
We all can be sometimes. If it was like Michael Sam's was fucking shirtless dancing around in a gay club.
But seriously, there's no pictures of that?
The price is
fucking dude. It was a goddamn fucking article. Look at
it. It's got great nipples.
He wants to fish your bass.
The question is this, though.
Okay, what's the question? Can we go?
Why is it fucking important?
I don't know. You the one who looked it up. I never heard.
I didn't look it up. It was on fucking Yahoo today.
Have you seen anything about him dancing shirtless?
It just happened to be something.
Yeah, I'm sure it's out there.
But you gotta stop typing in shirtless gay football
typing in Yahoo.com.
You gotta stop typing in shirtless gay football players.com. Stop doing that.
I haven't favorited
it. You know the fucking website.
Hey!
Yeah, I know.
We just saw something.
No, I just went to yahoo.com, but.
All right. Came in with the sequence.
So.
Sequence pajamas. When you see sequence pajamas in the bar, you know it's time to go.
Yes, that is. That is okay. Wait, we're gonna take a quick break. Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break. We're not wrapping shit up. Fuck that. This is bar talk. God damn it.
We got fucking koi eggs. All right,
We're taking a small break.
We're gonna take a quick break.
Wrap it up.
We're gonna oil each other up and be right back.
All right, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. Right after this.
Yeah,
over this. How about this?
It's just out of control here right now. We got Selena.
We got RT here. We got RT, rusty tits.
We got
her tits have rusted.
We got yoga pants in the building.
We're gonna
Selena's in the building. We just found out something very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Oh my god, not
she actually has a door knocker. She has a door knocker, you know.
Is that what that's called?
Is it just one? Is it or is it a doorbell?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The little knock 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 door knocker. Oh my god. All right. So
I have two.
She's got two. This is very informative. This may not be on the show, but this is going to my personal archives. But we have Selena in the building. Round of applause.
Yoga pants.
Yes, yoga pants.
We traded Beamer for Punky Brewster here.
So
he wants off now.
She came here on her tricycle. She was doing her paper route. She stopped by to say hi.
Your mom's
out in the station wagon. Let's go. We got more papers to do.
Yeah, somebody accidentally nudged her nipple ring, and apparently
it rusted. She's got tetanus titties. She's got TT.
Ew, it takes like a fucking year for these fucking shits to heal.
A year, okay.
Right. She can't shower because they rust. She's got to rub soap all around them but not touch the nipple. All
right, so.
I got Pantene on my nips. They're rusted shut. All the milk won't come out now. My milk is turning to heavy cream. Is it rusted?
Females out there.
All right, so.
I'm going to the bar.
She's going to the bar. All right, hurry up because they're going to do last call soon.
She's going back to hang out with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, they're coming back, yo.
Yeah, and you're on your own when they start shooting. All right, so we are back.
I got tattoos on my neck, too.
We are here, and.
What's it say?
Dude,
what's it say?
Dude,
what's it say?
Sweet.
What's it say?
Dude, sweet. All right, so.
Ooh,
all right, so. Real quick. I always say that. I always go real quick.
Tell me a good time story.
Weird. Beamer's at the bar. Beamer's
the big black guy went to meet the little white guy.
Beaver's getting more Cornelius. Where the hell are you going? Get your ass over here. Okay.
He hears it rust, so he's getting his
What we're going to do is we have a special guest. We have Charlotte in the building. Round of applause for Charlotte in the building.
And, I'm going to take your top off. I'm going to fly.
Yeah. So
we
are going to.
I don't have no horns.
We are.
It's okay. We work with that.
We are. Okay. Stop it. Okay. One at a time. All right. Here we go. So we have her here. All right. She's here, and we are broadcasting at Tom Fullery's. And she's our female guest here tonight. And she is going to. Beamer comes back. He has a full beer. We have Charlotte here. Charlotte. We have Charlotte.
Get it right. Get it right. Waiting for
she's white, but she has a black pronunciation. White. She's
or
white.
French. So it could be French.
It's Charlotte.
That's
all right.
What I was told.
She is
nice French name.
Basically going to do the segment. Amanda disappeared. Amanda Posey. Who normally does a segment? She's going to ask us, Beamer, DJK, and Corey Alexander.
Damn right.
Ask a question, and basically, it's why do y'all do that? Why do men do that? She has a question for men, and the thing is, why do y'all do that? Okay, so here it is, Charlotte. Here's your big chance,
Charlotte. Why do y'all do that?
We will
pronounce the name wrong three times.
Because when we're hitting it, you go. Do you have a name? All right, so.
Ooh, why do y'all do that? Don't even got all right,
so
name.
Charlotte is going to ask us men a question, and basically it's a question towards men, and basically here it is. Why do y'all do that? Here's the segment. Charlotte, what is your question?
Can
for
you
us?
Over-explain this right. A couple more times
I
for
know.
Me, Keith? All right,
here we go.
How to pronounce my name also.
All right.
Fourth time.
Corey, do you understand what's going on right now? Okay, no. It's, why do men do that?
Okay.
That's it.
Is there a segment called Why Do Men Do That?
Yes. Yeah. Here we go.
And what's the question?
And she's about to.
Okay, well, let's see. Why do men always bust on each other's egos?
Because we're all insecure and we want to make sure that people cry.
What?
Okay, that was the first and last segment.
Why
we actually gave
men?
Her time to think about something.
Well, that's the problem.
Men bust on other men's egos because
we want to
everybody wants to be the fucking dominant, the alpha fucking male.
Okay,
that's why we bust on everybody else's egos.
Do we need to take a? Do you need to take a drink shot to give us?
I do, right over there, the fire or the captain.
Grab the captain so she can have. A sip of the captain, we need a question, a good question.
A good question.
Why do y'all do that? Don't ask us nothing like, why do you like Nikes over Reeboks?
Why do y'all do that?
Why do you have to have the remote?
Why do y'all
not
for my question?
Why do we do things to women?
Yeah,
that's
give
the
us
premise.
Something good. Okay. Come on now. We don't have all nights. So
why do we get segments of time of podcasts to women that say, why do men mess with other men?
Especially after we gave them, 20 minutes to think of something.
Oh, shut up. All
right.
Why you do that? Why you do that?
All right.
What?
You have anything?
Why is somebody
here? Not really, because I pretty much know why y'all do what you do.
She's
like what?
Why is somebody in a business suit?
Can we ask why do women do what they do?
There you go. Nah, ask me a question. Can we do that?
Can we ask why women
that
do something?
That actually is better. Okay. I can do the answer.
Beamer, are we ready? Do we have something?
Why do we lick balls? Because we're trying something different. You know what I mean? We got to keep the spice going on. If it has a lot of hair on it, then that's a little different story.
Really?
What'd you say?
No hair. We don't want a hair on there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
be
sucking on hair.
I'll be right back. I go to the bathroom. Anybody got a razor? All right. So, Beamer, do you have anything? Okay, so we had the balls question answered. All right.
Okay. I don't know if I really wanted that answer. But
yeah, that was exactly pretty
tough. Maybe they want
pretty
you desperately.
You know, pretty answer.
Like, balls. I wonder how that feels in the mouth.
Yeah, we didn't even think of why do women do that.
Yeah, come on. That's a good question.
Why do women hold on to so much fucking shit from years beyond that, years past that we can never have a good enough response to it because our brains are kind of primitive to the keeping memories of an argument we had 7 years ago.
Because we always want to win.
Yeah. Because you're fucking looking for the easiest win.
It's why do women do that, not why do gay guys do that. What the hell was that?
Well, because gay guys are
women. How many fucking times you got into an argument?
Okay, when a gay guy comes in with a better pedicure than us, and then they say, oh, no, 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 you can't go out there like that and have to fix it up, make you feel insecure. There's a problem with a gay guy.
Why do women fucking hold on to shit and not let it go?
We hold grudges because if you continue, or if we hold on to it because if we fight and have something to say, and we're like, oh,
that's
well,
what the question
okay.
was.
Okay, all right, there we go.
That's what the question was.
Yeah,
would because you want
to
fucking.
Fuck up.
You want to. You're like cancer. You're always there, but you don't
like
hit
cancer.
Until years later.
You're like ooh, cancer.
What kind of cancer could I be?
Wouldn't a Jack and Coke cure that cancer?
Well,
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm referring to astrological signs.
Jack and Coke is like chemo. It subsides it for a while until it really fucking hits and destroys you completely.
Mm-hmm, that's the problem right there. That's exactly
women
what it is.
Women are like...
Y'all like to hurt our feelings, make us feel like we ain't shit.
I'm trying to get my head around that.
Beamer, you're still single? That whole...
Beamer
like cancer thing?
Well, I mean, it's one thing
that's
to have
horrible.
It as a bumper sticker on your, you know,
they don't have a cure
car,
for that yet. So there's the question. There's the answer there, too.
I'm a little bit burned on that one.
All
right. Okay,
women
here.
Are like diarrhea.
Ew.
I don't want it.
Not burned.
You don't want women? Oh, we knew you were a guy. Oh, Lord.
With the whole tea bag.
I was making
situation.
A joke about the cancer.
Yeah,
stay with
well,
the program.
Well, I am
it's
in the
only
program.
Five more
but,
minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can I ask my question? This will be
I
the final question.
Action, yes.
Okay, why do women do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Women are like potted plants. I like to water
pot.
Them from time
all right.
to time.
All right, here
I
we go.
Some good pot okay. right now. I think you'll have a lot more questions than answers for you.
I know.
Well, here's something about me. I have a lot of women. I like to cuddle after sex, and I like to hold, and, you know, why isn't that women don't want that in a man?
What? We do, but after about 2 months, we're like, fuck, we need our space. Like, we need to, like, stretch, you know what I mean?
Ha stretch.
What fucking relationship you ever been in?
Space.
Let me tell you something, Sean.
Yeah, you get kicked out.
No,
you're homeless.
You
there.
Get out of here. Don't
even a homeless chick.
You know, hey, hold on.
Why are you
all guys know? Two people go to the bed when a relationship starts. A man and a woman relationship starts. It's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might snuggle and all that. You know, you got about 2-3 months into it. It's
right.
like 40-60.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get a couple years into that relationship, you've got about fucking 20% of that bed if you're lucky.
Yep.
You know how long I cuddle? I cuddle until the wet spot on my side is dry, and then I roll back over.
No, it's all
right.
So you sleep on the wet side.
That's not
cuddling. Why do you guys not sleep in their own cum?
That's not.
That's a good question. He's like, you're sleeping on that side.
No, I'm almost getting the fucking sheet before.
All right, so.
I don't know. Maybe I'll just fuck you on a goddamn fucking, you know, the treadmill where I don't, you know.
On
I don't
a
use
treadmill.
It. It's better than fucking sleeping on the bed with cum on it. Am I wrong?
Do you do it on like the steep mountain
the
or do you do it on long?
Elliptical, you can walk it. All
right.
You know, it depends on what you want.
Walk and dry.
All right, so let us
wash and dry.
One, two.
Okay, look, we got to wrap things up here.
Because
the potted plant?
It doesn't really went wild. All right,
well,
so.
Well, he only had like one question.
But
so.
Anyway. No, that's all we need.
Oh, okay.
That's it. We really don't care what women...
Women are like cancer. They kill you from the inside
okay,
out.
There's the question. Oh, I thought you were trying to joke on it with diarrhea earlier.
Yeah, they're also like diarrhea. They shit on you everywhere.
Stay with your memory.
All right, so we are going to... All right, now... Okay, yeah, now well, you have to be silent here because...
Women are like ear hair.
We're going...
I don't got that, so
I like to trim them from time to time.
I'm glad you found that funny. All right, so
you were laughing before me.
All right, so we're going to wrap things up here, and Beamer is going to take us home with our
Beamer thought,
with our Beamer inspirational moment.
All right,
and during the Beamer inspirational moment, I got to tell our guests this so that they know. Shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah, right. Shut the fuck up because Beamer nice literally way. Comes out from nowhere and says,
"Okay." So we're going to wrap things up, and here is Beamer's. Inspirational.
I'm gonna say this. I've had a good time tonight sitting here talking to new people. New people are great. You know, this is why I go and do things like this, because I want to have, you know, the experience of being able to talk to people. Corey fucking covering his face like an asshole and laughing, and I can see you laughing, dog. I don't care. That's not the point. It's the point of Keith eating ketchup and Corey licking his ear and rubbing his head.
I'll say that.
No. Honestly, it's being able to go into talk to people that I don't normally get to talk to, that I get to have a good time with, have a couple drinks with, that's what makes this fucking thing worth it. So Keith, sniff your fucking, well, sniff her Coke and Kevin Coke, and Corey, play with your testicles because you've been playing one for a fucking hour. Well, that's weird. And let's just end it on a good note before I fucking stab somebody, I guess. You know what I mean?
All right, so that was
Prison Rules, bitch.
The Beamer inspirational moment.
I'm so inspired.
Beamer inspirational moment. And
I don't know what inspired me to do, but that's inspirational.
Don't forget.
You're inspired to kill yourself, motherfucker.
I might go hang myself.
So, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We had a great show.
Great show.
Corey Alexander.
Thank you guys for having me.
We've been all over the place.
Having me sexually.
CoreyAlexander.net. Make sure you check it out.
Thank you.
He's got the movies coming out. Make sure you check that out too.
Yes, and we will give you updates on what's going on with the movies with that.
Yes, and please email us at
to all 16 of you.
You guys are into the teens?
For those that understand English.
Yeah. And it's legal. 16 is legal.
Check us
now.
Out. Email us at bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's BARTALK, the number one.
That's a blackout.
bartalk1@yahoo.com. Give us your cheers, jeers, things you like, don't like, suggestions, whatever. But that's it for this installment of Bar Talk.
We'll call it an installment. I call it a fucking mess, and I enjoy it.
Yes, we enjoy it. We do this, and that's how we do. Big round of applause for Charlotte for her input. And
great audience that we've had.
Yes. Selena was in the building as well. Selena in the yoga pants. Yoga pants in the building. All right. And that's it. And we will see you next time. We will hear from you, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll fucking keep talking.
We'll keep drinking. And thank you for listening to Bar Talk. Oh, real quick, you can catch us on iTunes. Free to subscribe, or if you have an Android phone, you can get us on Podomatic.com. You can download the app for free, subscribe to it, that way it updates automatically. It's free on iTunes as well.
And if not, we'll be on Facebook probably tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're waiting on.
That works for me.
Yeah, Facebook age. All right, so that's it. Bar Talk, thank you very much. And we will see you, we will talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Later, bitches.
Bye-bye.
Bye.